to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Down to board comments. I don't have any particular comments. If any of the other members have had any comments that they wanted to share at this time.
I guess I have one thing. We just came out of a policy meeting for the rest of the board members. We had a policy committee meeting. I just would maybe have us take a consideration on maybe not trying to do any committee meeting just prior to a board meeting, just so that we have, you know, the time prior to the board meeting, maybe focus on preparation. A lot of us, a couple hours before the board meeting, might sit down, spend some time at home. And then it just gives us time to focus on the committee meeting, which in theory, if it's at a separate time, then we're just focused just on that committee meeting. So just a consideration, a thought, an opinion.
Okay. I actually think that's good timing because we're going to be setting a calendar for the committee meetings going forward, so we can work to avoid that, I think, as we build that out. Anyone else? Okay. Oh, yeah, you are. Go ahead.
It's been a busy summer. We've had a lot going on. Camps and programs have gone exceptionally well. Railroaders Camp actually just started, and I think we had 40% of our sixth graders here.
Right, we had 24 today. We had 30 tomorrow.
So a number of students turning out have been exceptional, which has been marvelous. I'd be remiss if I didn't make mention of the unfortunate events of August 1st and 2nd, break-in here at the high school. Most specifically, I think it's important that I say thank you to our custodial staff. Those gentlemen did an outstanding job here at the high school, getting this building cleaned up, secured, and ready for the rest of the week. They did an outstanding job. It's truly unfortunate. Amount of damage that was done to the inside of the school. We have met with Mahoney Notifier, the company that contracts with the school district for our alarm system. We are enhancing our security within the building with audible alarm, central station monitoring, as well as ensuring that all of our individual doors are monitored. We're also looking at adding motion sensors throughout our hallways. So that should be in place here very, very shortly to ensure the safety and security of the buildings. And again, it's certainly an unfortunate event, but our custodial staff, as well as law enforcement, were wonderful. The two individuals involved were in police custody by 6 a.m. So I was very happy to see that. There was a wonderful fundraiser that was held at the Skene Valley Country Club on August 5th. Had a little bit of rain there that day, but a great deal of money was raised for the spring training baseball program, thanks to Keith for getting that organized. Our administrative team had the good fortune about a week ago of participating in an administrative retreat. We were developing goals, reviewing goals and objectives from the prior year, as well as talking about what our initiatives were going to be for this year administratively. Again, we're looking at safety, increasing student performance, as well as enhancing opportunity for our students throughout the course of the year. In September, we will be coming to the Board of Education meeting prepared to talk about last year's goals, where we landed, as well as talking about the goals that we have set for this upcoming year. We'll be presenting that in a SMART format, talking about our specific benchmarks that we're looking to achieve, as well as how all of that data will be measured. So we'll have a good presentation for you in September about where we were last year, where we hope to be headed, and we'll be getting that information out to each of you. One event that came up and was brought to my attention last year, and we addressed it throughout the course of this past school year, is a series of years where graffiti has been placed on the roads here in specifically Buckley Road out in front of the school. Mr. Keller met with juniors and seniors last year, talked to them, you know, about not defacing the properties. We had no issues throughout the course of the school year this summer. Unfortunately, there's been been a little bit more occurring on the road, not at the car wash end, but the far end of Buckley, which is, I guess if you have to look at it from one standpoint or another, it's not right in front of the school where all the traffic is, so that's good. But I also spoke at length with Mr. Armstrong, and he too, you know, had a level of concern with the graffiti, but in the grand scheme of things, he's not looking at this as a real substantial issue. It's not a safety concern as far as he's concerned. I'm not too worried about it from a safety standpoint either, but certainly something that it would be wrong of us not to do our due diligence as a school district and continue to just try to reinforce to our student body that this is something that they shouldn't be doing. Ultimately, it's up to the Washington County Police if they choose to address the issue, but at this point, I'm not inclined to believe that it's going to be pursued too significantly. So I just wanted to make sure I was addressing that point with the board and the community so that folks are aware that it's something that is on our radar, has been on our radar, and we will continue to talk to our student body about that. Piece of good news. We have a gentleman that is a graduate of the Whitehall Central School District in 1974, Tim Layden. And Tim Layden's got a pretty cool job. He is a writer for Sports Illustrated. And Tim was here last week and met at length with Mr. Redman, Mr. Prevost, Mr. Baskew, and Mr. Gould, and is putting together an article that we hope we'll get into the Sports Illustrated coming up, entitled Hometown Football. So that will be pretty slick. So he's going to be putting the article together, getting it into the editors of the Sports Illustrated magazine, and fingers crossed, you know, Whitehall hits Sports Illustrated. So a big thank you goes out to Mr. Redman for kind of getting that pulled together. I think that's a wonderful opportunity.
Did you get it on the cover?
That'd be pretty cool.
August 31st, it goes to Sports Illustrated, and they'll make the decision that day.
Okay. Do you ever see the piece that was in Life magazine?
I haven't, actually.
Yeah.
I gave that to Tim to take with him because he wanted some of that to use in the article as well. So.
Yep. I think that'll be pretty slick if we hit Sports Illustrated. So, last thing I have to say tonight is I'm looking forward to Mr. Redman's presentation on TRAP. I think it's a pretty cool opportunity for our kids, and if you guys enjoy hearing about it.
Great. Thank you. All right. Well, we're on the Board of Staff Reports. We need a motion to approve bank reconciliation, bills for payment, general fund, school lunch fund, and the special aid fund, budget status reports for the general fund, school lunch fund, special aid fund, and the capital projects fund. And then also budget transfers and extracurricular reports. So moved. Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And then the revenue status reports were provided for informational purposes. Items requiring board action. We're down to the Tri-County High School TRAP Club Initiative.
Matthew and I had an opportunity at the end of July to attend the Hudson Falls Fish and Game Club for the New York State TRAP Shooting League. Section 2 is, as you're all aware of, is looking to start trap shooting in our section. If you're not familiar with trap shooting is shooting clay targets straight away from you, not like skeet where they go across. Whitehall, Granville, Argyle, Hudson Falls, Bolton, and Hartford also attended the demonstration as well. One of the questions that was brought up to me was, how can other schools go someplace to do this? Well, it's run by Hudson Falls Fish and Game Club and 4-H Shooting Sports. So the Hudson Falls Fish and Game Club works like a country club. You can be a member there and you have certain rights. You can also go to a country club and play golf if you're not a membership. So what they've done is they've opened up their clay target shooting to everyone. So you don't have to be a member to be part of their part of the organization to shoot trap. At that facility, the Hudson Falls Fish and Game Club, they have master instructors along with 4-H shooting sports, master instructors that will work with our athletes, our student athletes. Every single one of those instructors will have background checks and fingerprints. And I believe Hudson Falls is going to do the entire process. They will take care of the background checks on all the instructors and the fingerprint process as well. So there could be at some point, maybe a small cost to us for the fingerprinting. part of that. Not sure about that yet. The cost is about $135 per athlete to shoot here. And $35 of it is insurance, and $100 is target and shotgun shells throughout the year. That's all funded by the Hudson Falls Fish and Game Club. So that will not be an expense to the school. We're also fortunate enough, as many of you are aware, that we have some great shooting sports here outside of school. The rifle range, the youth rifle range, they have all also would sponsor kids if the school wouldn't pay for it. So we have sponsorship for kids for that $135 if at some point it ever came to the school having to support this. So I don't think we would ever have to do that. And we could, as a group as well, do fundraising like we do for other sports and activities to make sure that our kids could do this. It's one coach advisor per 20 kids from school. So as I told Mr. D and Mr. Keller, we don't have to pay for a coach. I would volunteer my time to get on there on Sundays and work with the kids at no cost to the school whatsoever. The only thing we may need is a van to transport kids if their parents couldn't go. Hudson Falls has applied for many grants, and what they have done with those grants is purchased all the firearms for kids. There will be no handling of firearms from kids from Whitehall to Hudson Falls. They will not be in a school van. They will not be in their vehicles. No ammo in their vehicles. No ammo in our vehicles as well. It'll be stored down there in a gun safe. The coach advisor, whomever that may be, if it is me, will have the combination to a gun safe, where at that point when we get there, I will actually go into the safe and bring the guns out to the range where the children will have no contact with any weapons until they are with instructors. As a coach or an advisor, you'll have to go to Hudson Falls and be certified by USA Clay Target. It's a 5 to 8 hour course on a Sunday, which is no big deal. If we get 25 kids, 30 kids, I'm sure someone else will volunteer to go down to take that course as well, so that we're instructed to be there as well. We can help out with the shooting. They will run everything. They're master instructors. As Matthew will tell you, he shot there that night. Each kid has a master instructor next to them. No loaded firearms. They're allowed to carry a gun. They're allowed to hold a gun straight up in the air. When it comes their turn on the range, Matthew's allowed to put a shell in the gun, but not put the shell into the gun until his master instructor tells him to do so. At that time, the firearm is up on his arm. The instructor will tell him to take it off fire, or take it off safety to put it on fire. He yells pull and shoots, ejects the shell, and holds the gun there while the master instructor is with him at all times. As one thing they wanted me to stress to you, the years that they've been doing this, there have been no injuries in this sport. It is so safe, there are no injuries compared to football, baseball, basketball, injuries all over. They have not had one injury in clay target shooting in I believe it's 10 years now that they've been doing this throughout the state. I'm telling you, it is extremely safe. The athletes themselves will be required to take a hunter safety course. If they have not had the hunter safety course, they will not be able to shoot in the clay target range. If we can't arrange that for them, Cornell Cooperative Extension, John Bowe is his name, will come to our school and teach a class on a weekend of 20, 25 kids for hunter safety ed. He did want me to also let you know that all the weapons for that New York's hunter safety course are inert weapons certified by New York State Ed, which means, of course, none of them are in working operation. They just have a sample gun to look at, hold, feel for safety instruction. It will run 6 weeks. The shooting will run 6 weeks in April. It's actually an 8-week season. They built 2 weeks in, which they call reserve weeks for kids that participate in baseball, track, tennis, whatever. If they can't get there, they'll have those additional 2 weeks to shoot on top of that. The league is pretty neat. Whitehall will have a time on Sunday, which can be 2 hours. An hour of it will be practice, and then an hour of it will be live shooting, 5 kids at a time. We don't shoot against other schools. We shoot individually, and then they tally them up on Sunday night. The coach will enter all the scores into a computer. They go into a database, and later that night, they'll spit out all the scores throughout the state. So if Matthew shoots, he will be compared with every kid in New York State on how well he did that day shooting. So we'll have those results. We're talking about being able to do that and creating a league as well. So there's a little bit more competition for kids inside of our league. There's no cost to do that. If they choose to go down and practice during the week, we go as a group, we make a reservation, and that cost will be $7 per kid to buy the 25 shells and to shoot the 25 clay targets as well. Again, the school will not be responsible for that. I will do the fundraising for that so that kids can practice as well. They did talk to me about our ski range. using that, but I don't feel that that's probably the best thing for us. When they have master instructors down there, we make the time to go down there and do that as well. The athletic club has also offered their facility to us, but again, without those master instructors with the kids, it's a lot safer for them just to be in Hudson Falls to do that. The athletes will compete once a week again with the scores. We're hoping, I'm in discussion with Section 2 right now, to hold a Section 2 Clay Target Championship for our kids. And then at the end of the year, all the kids are involved in the state competition out in Cicero, New York at Bridgeport Rod and Gun Club. Right now, there's like 215 teams throughout the state that compete right now in the Clay Target League. If we get board approval tonight, we'll be the first team in Section 2 to allow a school to have a Clay Target team as well. But it puts boys and girls at the same level. It's all Title IX set to go. Handicapped kids can shoot. It also gives our kids that don't participate in the regular traditional sports a chance to do things as well. And it's a sport. It's a sport recognized by NYSLA. And at the end of the year, during our sports award ceremony, we can include those kids in a sports award ceremony and give them a varsity letter for a shooting sport as well. We're also told that if this goes well for us, we could open it up to a skeet shooting league as well, because that's just getting started now. But the first initiative is to get us enrolled in this, to get us started in that. I don't know if you have any questions for Matthew or I, but he experienced it, and I'm telling you, it was incredible. We had superintendents there shooting. We had principals, athletic directors, and other students, and it was an absolutely incredible experience for kids and for the adults as well.
They get all the eye and ear protection for you down.
They do. They provide a vest for the kids. They can wear the eye protection, or if they choose, they have sunglasses as well that they wear. They're not the dark ones, they're the light ones, and every kid either has earmuffs, which are sound controlled, or they can use the regular earplugs in there as well. Safety is their number one concern. It is safety, 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 safety.
What's the age?
9 through 12.
Great.
Yeah, it will be no modified kids, and there would be no elementary kids involved as well. 9 through 12.
Is there a cap on the number of students that can participate?
20 per advisor. So if we had 40, we'd have to get someone else to volunteer if we had 40 kids. And I think we would have at least 20 kids. You know, look at our area. It's hunting, it's fishing, it's shooting. We read about our shooting sports in the paper all the time with our very successful rifle team, and we have kids from our school, as you're well aware of, that shoot on that rifle team right now. So
one of the best ones in this area for a long time.
Undefeated for the last 20-something years.
Yeah.
If, let's assume you have an advisor and you have 35 students that are interested, how are you going to narrow that down to 20?
Well, we would hopefully we'd find another advisor. I think we can probably, we could definitely get some people.
All right. No issues with going on Sundays?
Okay. That was my question too. I know we haven't had, you know, other than some wrestling stuff on Sunday, would we be able to do that on Sunday? Could we get special approval to do that? Mm-hmm. Because during the week it will be way too difficult for kids to try to get there with all the other sports that they play in the spring.
You know, wouldn't be required for the students or the families if the families choose not to have their children participate on a Sunday, the kids don't participate. But it's a, in my opinion, a great opportunity for this region and our kids.
Yeah. Anyone else have anything? Any questions? Comments?
You said you'd have one practice day during the week?
They could do the one during the week if it was available, or they could practice Sunday morning before they shoot. So they could book a two-hour block, practice from 12 to 1, and then shoot their round from 1 to 2. Which makes sense, you know, practice right before you shoot.
Sure.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Should have asked for discussion.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. Good luck with it.
Matt, what did you think of it when you went?
I loved it. It was a lot of fun. I mean, anyone can do it. It was so safe, and everybody loved it. I mean, I love to shoot, and I know that'd be something that I'd honestly love to do.
You know, I know you're a hunter, and, you know, I don't know if you knew any of the other kids that were there that came on this day. Was there anyone there that hadn't handled a shotgun before?
I think there was a couple of superintendents that had never.
True story.
That's not a bad thing.
And if I could,
Matt, I thought you and I were friends. Just fired a shot right across the bow.
There's no
that they of course, bringing that back, the kids that have never handled guns or have shot a weapon before, they have 12 and 20 gauges, the 20 gauge being of less recoil. They went to a separate part of the range, and they taught them how to hold the gun. They put light loads in them, and they put a clay target on a wooden stick for them to aim at that and practice shooting on that. It actually was pretty neat to watch that as well. So, Mr. Dealer's hope for you.
Just to be clear, I'm a hunter. Right?
Oh, dear.
Thank you very much, though. The kids will love this.
That's great. Thank you.
It's great for kids who aren't athletic in the traditional sense, that where you're giving them something else to do.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thanks, it'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. I think you'll see a lot of kids come out.
And you should actually come down some Sunday. I'll put the schedule on, come down, watch the kids shoot. That'll be pretty neat.
Little Gary, oh, God.
People play paintball.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, moving ahead to approval of board minutes, we need a motion to approve minutes from a special meeting on July 6th, reorganizational meeting on July 10th, and regular meeting on July 10th as well. Motion to approve those minutes.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hoagland. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Need a motion to approve CSE, CPSE minutes for April 28th, May 3rd, May 5th, May 12th, May 31st, June 6th, June 8th, June 12th, June 14th, June 22nd, and July 26th.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? CSE's been, was busy.
We were.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Need a motion to approve the CSE, CPSE members and parent members and manifestation committee members for the 17-18 school year.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Rock. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Approval of IHO rotational list selection. Need a motion to approve that. Moved by Mr. LaChapelle.
Second.
Second by Mrs. North. She beat you by a whisker.
That's fine.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to approve professional development plan for the year 2016 through 2019.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks. Second. Somewhere.
Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Rock. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resignations, terminations, and retirements. Need a motion to approve the following resignations and terminations. Ms. Sandy Civitello resigning from her position as teacher aide for the purpose of retirement, effective July 26, 2017. Mr. Harry Ream retired effective July 1, 2017. Ms. Beth Williams resigning from her position as special education teacher at the elementary school effective August 31st, 2017. Ms. Jennifer Allen resigning from her position as special education teacher at the elementary school effective August 31st, 2017. And Ms. Elizabeth Campanone resigning from her position as special education teacher at the junior senior high school effective August 15th, 2017.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hoagland. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We need a motion to approve the standard workday for school nurses and the coordinator of network and technology services resolution.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to approve substitute bus driver hourly rate from $12 to $17.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hoagland. Any discussion? What's the effective date?
Yeah. September 1.
September 1. Do you have a question?
No.
Oh, sorry.
It's a long time coming, that's all.
Yeah,
I agree.
It is.
Yep.
Absolutely. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And a motion to approve 10 summer days for social workers. Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Oops, go ahead, Chris.
Second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Need a motion to approve the 17-18 district-wide school safety plan.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Dudley.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Need a motion to approve the fire safety plan. Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Need a motion to approve resolution to authorize a tax levy in the amount of $5,448,221 and an additional $1,654, which represents an adjustment for transfers of exempts as notified by Washington County for the 17-18 school year.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Rock. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Need a motion to approve the resolution to authorize a tax levy in the amount of $15,000 for the library for the 2017-18 school year.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. LaChapelle. Second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Passing the sheet around the board members in time for the tax levy.
All right. We need a motion to confirm the tax warrant, tax rates, and certify the tax rolls for the 17-18 school year.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to approve the 17-18 income eligibility guidelines and application for free and reduced meals or free milk.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Green, second by Mr. Hoagland. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And in motion to approve the student meal charge policy.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Rock.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Disposals. We need a motion to approve the disposal of the following items. One sealed commercial dry mounting laminating press from the elementary school. 15 old and damaged student desks from the high school. 3 wooden teacher desks from the elementary school. And 3 metal teacher desks from the elementary school. Moved by Mrs. Waters. Second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Have 3 building use requests. Is everyone okay if I read these together?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ms. Jean Velotica is requesting use of the junior senior high cafeteria and the gymnasium on November 17th from 3 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and then 7:30 to 10 p.m. for the gym, for the skiing banner basket party set up. And then on November 18th, she'd like to use the gym from 8 to 5 for the skiing banner basket party. She will also be requesting use of round and long tables, chairs, and the gym floor covering. Mrs. Nikki Gerito is requesting the use of the elementary school cafeteria on September 20th, 2017 from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. for Girl Scout Troop 3269 meeting. And Ms. Amanda Heckman is requesting to use the elementary school cafetorium on September 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. for the GSNENY Brownie Troop 3230 bridging / investiture.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mr.
Hoagland. Any discussion?
Those are the same days and they overlap, are they?
Yeah, once the cafeteria.
Once the cafeteria, once the cafetorium.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We have, our next item on the agenda is appointments, and we are, I am gonna ask that we adjourn to an executive session before we get to that. For the medical, financial credit, or employment history of a particular person or corporation, or matters leading to the appointment, employment, promotion, demotion, discipline, suspension, dismissal, or removal of a particular person or corporation.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks. Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Great. Carry. We're back in public session. And we're down to appointments. So I'm gonna read all of these with the exception of one that we will cover at the end of the first pass, unless anyone has any concerns. Can I bundle all of them except for the one?
Yeah.
All right. You said it's okay to truncate the.
Absolutely.
All right.
I would strongly encourage it.
That's much appreciated. Could I just ask for motion?
Test your reading skills.
All right. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Whitehall Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Amanda Hackman to the position of co-coach for third and fourth grade soccer for the 17-18 school year. Superintendent recommends to the Whitehall Central School District Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Christina Wilson to the position of unpaid volunteer assistant for JV and modified soccer. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Whitehall Central School District Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Stephanie Hayes to the position of fifth and sixth grade girls intramural soccer coach for the fall of 2017. Superintendent recommends to the Whitehall Central Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Megan Roselle to the position of volunteer for football cheerleading for the fall of 2017. All clearances have been obtained. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the School Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Ona Lindberg to a four-year probationary appointment as high school special education teacher. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Whitehall Central School District Board of Education the appointment of Mr. Peter Paul to a three-year probationary appointment as elementary special education teacher. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Whitehall Central School District Board of Education the appointment of Mr. Sean Mulvey to a four-year probationary appointment as Dean of Students in the tenure track area of business, commencing September 1, 2017. Superintendent of School recommends to the Whitehall Central School Board of Education one-year appointment of Ms. Ashley Bakemeyer to the position of teacher on assignment as library media specialist for the 17-18 school year. She will be compensated at Step 1 Bachelor's 39.5. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Whitehall Central School District Board of Education to continue employment of Mrs. Judy Gould, position of teacher on assignment, elementary school curriculum coordinator, effective July 1, 2017. She'll work 20 extra days at her per diem rate. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Whitehall Central Board of Education appointment of Ms. Sandy Lavin to the position of full year mentor to Ms. Tammy Casey. She'll be compensated $1,000 per WTA contract. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Whitehall Central School District Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Amanda Heckman to the position of full year mentor to Ms. Cassandra McGuilder. She will be compensated $1,000 for a WTA contract. Superintendent of Schools recommends to the Whitehall Central School District Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Christina Wilson to the position of full year mentor to Ms. Chelsea Morris for the 17-18 school year. Superintendent of Schools recommends the Whitehall Central School Board of Education appointment of Mr. John Mead to position a full-year mentor to Rebecca Roderick. Superintendent of Schools recommends the Whitehall Central School District Board of Education appointment of Ms. Evelyn St. Clair to position of teaching assistant. She will be compensated $18,312. Superintendent of Schools recommends the Whitehall Central School District Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Kim Gagne to position of teaching assistant. She will be compensated $18,312. And Superintendent of Schools recommends the Whitehall Central School District Board of Education the appointment of Ms. Danielle Palmer to the position of teacher aide. She will be compensated $9.70 per hour. All clearances have been obtained. We have a motion. Motion moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
And Anna is sitting up here in the back. She's joining us second year, but officially as a high school special education. And Sean Mulvey is sitting over here on the side, who's kind of a little hobbled at this point still with some surgery. But joining us is our high school dean of students under the tenure area of business. So welcome.
Welcome.
What's that?
Okay, so we have one more, we need one more vote.
Yes, we forgot something.
No, there's one, and I intentionally left off. We're gonna come back to that one now.
Okay.
Okay. So the superintendent of schools recommends to the Whitehall Junior, Whitehall Central School District Board of Education, the appointment of Mrs. Christine Hoagland, the position of teacher on assignment for the junior senior high school curriculum coordinator effective July 1, 2017. She will work 20 extra days at her per diem rate.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstained.
Abstained. Mr. Hoagland. We are down to items for information. School Board Association dates. And visitor comments. Do we have any comments from visitors as they relate to present agenda items?
Motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn by Mr. Brooks. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Rock. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any adjourn? Thank you.
Thank you.
Well done.
All right.